From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Early voting is underway, and the Georgia Farm Bureau is using its iFarm, iVote campaign to encourage its members across the state to participate in the democratic process. The mission of the iFarm, iVote campaign is to ensure the voices of farmers and rural communities are heard and provide them with the legislative support they need to feed and clothe our state and nation. For more information about the campaign, visit gfb.org/iFarmIVote.cms. A new Farm Journal survey shows a majority of farmers are concerned about overcoming technical and financial roadblocks in carbon markets. Producers worry the benefits won't be worth the cost, compliance regulations will be burdensome, and ag practices already in place won't be fairly compensated. Farm Journal says the findings show even the most carbon-conscious farmers say participating in current market conditions would require too much time, effort, and resources without fair returns. A Daily Yonder poll found rural Americans are worried about the present, pessimistic about the future, and planning to vote the way they did in recent elections. Commissioned by the Center for Rural Strategies, the poll found three-quarters of the rural respondents say the economy isn't working for them, and over half don't expect things to get better in the next year. Over three-quarters say they think things will get worse for the next generation.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.